Hey, how are you guys?
Oh, hey.
Yeah, good to see you guys.
Years and years and years ago, I worked for another radio station in Brisbane, and it was around the time that One Direction were coming and they were touring Australia. And it was the weekend they were going to be in Brisbane, and I swear to God, 100 to 150 people, like girls who were big fans, they went to every single hotel and they picketed every single hotel to see if they could catch a glimpse of the boys. That surely would have happened so often for you guys.
I can't say that exact situation, but we have experienced for sure many, many extraordinary situations with fans and hotels and losing privacy. Let's say that. Part of it is if you've ever gotten to a point where you can even tell those stories, and we definitely have them, ones I even take for granted because it becomes a part of your world. Where you're in a foreign country and you're like, there's people that know your name and they're filling the lobby. And I mean, any of that kind of stuff, it's just so out of the regular human experience. It's almost like you look in at someone else and you go, oh, that's really interesting. You're experiencing that, you know? And like, oh, that's me. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely have experienced some of that. And thankfully, at the moment, that's not the case here in New York City. We're safely hidden away.
Okay. All right.
You're on your
So
way.
we've narrowed it down to a location,
Oh yeah,
a
New York
general
City.
location.
All
All
right.
right. New York
There's
City.
only got to be one or two hotels in New York, right?
Yeah. There's. It's pretty safe.
Yeah.
I feel safe when I share that right now.
My friend, there are so many people so excited to have you back in Australia and indeed in our beautiful city. And I think about, you just mentioned we're doing this interview via Zoom, which has become such a big way of communicating during the pandemic. And of course, touring again and live acts again. I mean, I'm interested as someone who's done very small comedy gigs to rooms full of people wearing masks. Have you guys had any experiences that were changed and altered by the COVID pandemic?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, well, first of all, I'm curious about if you're doing comedy, surely you've pulled out some mask jokes,
Oh,
right? If you're
yes.
You'd have to, right? I mean, it's just like the elephant in the room. I
Yeah.
mean, you're there, and it whatever is actually relevant. It's just so like everyone's there, just living through this crazy thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole world's been turned upside down, and so I mean, we spent half of our life making things in the studio in a cave, so to speak, you know, and then the other side being extroverts and putting on these events. And yeah, we've really missed it. These last couple of years have been hard. Because you get the energy, you get the connection with fans, you feel that, you know, sort of adrenaline. So yeah, definitely very, very excited that the tour we're embarking on now. I think it started as a tour that might have begun in 2020, and it's been rebuilt and rebuilt, you know, many, many, many times. And it's going to take us, you know, thankfully, pretty much everywhere, and wraps up the year in Australia.
Brilliant.
Reflecting on the earlier tours that you did with your brothers, how has touring changed for you? I mean, you're family men now. I believe you've got 15 children between you. So, you know, the green room might seem more like a creche. I don't know what your rider is, whether you're just getting like fish fingers and chips or, you know, is it a different experience for you now than when you were just with your brothers?
Well, fish fingers and chips are delicious, so you always have those. I don't care how many children you have, that's always a good call. You know, it's we've spent our life with family. You know, it's very familiar to have a mix of rock and roll and family life. So I think we've really kind of had an ever evolved connection between those two worlds. Like we started as kids and now we have kids, and you know, we've been in our 20s on the road, and we've been in our 30s, we've been in, you know, our teens. We've kind of spent the last, I mean, the band has been 30 playing for 30 years this year, since I was 9 years old. So we've just kind of seen it all. And one thing for me, I've always, my wife and I both, we just like the idea of sharing that adventure. And so, you know, thankfully, never had any, you know, actual drug problems or things that were really horrible and, you know, life ruining. You know, you have a few drinks and, you know, you do stuff that people do. But, you know, that's the kind of stuff that's a balanced thing. Like, you know, you have a few beers, you know, if you've got your kids at backstage hanging out, you're doing a show, you know, those kinds of stuff. It's just kind of the traveling circus. you know, you just try and be responsible with yourself to some degree. And I mean, I think that probably a lot of the things we've done are more normal to us now just because they are normal. I mean, being on the road, being backstage, I feel probably more at home walking on a stage than I do most things. Like when I get home, I'm like, so wait, this is like, what do? Like between 9 and 5.
Yeah.
You cook fish fingers and chips, man.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting like take on all of that. And it's really refreshing and honest to hear. You mentioned, you know, like the sort of the drinking and stuff like that. It is an 18 plus event. Is that because, like, what's the deal there in making this an 18 plus event? Is it because you guys, you know, like so many of your fans are sort of steeped in, you know, a lot further back than sort of the last couple of years?
Well, I mean, I would have every show be all ages if possible. It really just comes back to the combination of the promoter, the venue, what, you know, what certain laws are in different cities. You know, it's just all the different fusion of things. We try and have all ages shows wherever we can. But these days people, you know, people like to have a drink and stuff like that. So there's definitely a lot of shows that, you know, the, you know, people under 18 are not coming to. But that's, you know, that's just kind of a case by case basis. And, you know, the main thing is, you know, music is for everybody. And so we just try and make it as welcoming to everybody that can come.
I just want to know one quick thing. How many of the 15 kids are playing music and ready to join the band at a moment's notice?
None of them.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, you know, joining the band at the moment's notice is like, I feel like they all probably have better ideas than just adding on to their dad's band.
Yeah.
But, and, you know, let's clarify something. We do not count them collectively, guys.
No.
This is not, we do not live in a commune where we just, you know, have sister wives and, you know.
No. Understood.
But don't lie. There is a buddy system when you go out.
I cook my own fish. Yeah, I cook my own fish sticks and, you know, we do not share them. No, but yeah, I mean, my wife and I, and we have 7. We're like the ones that are really the crazies. And, you know, it seems kind of on the outside, it sounds like a lot. But once you know, we have really almost adult kids, you know, like my oldest son's 19, and we have a 1-year-old. So we have this huge range. And I don't know, it's just whatever is your thing is your normal. It's definitely crazy. And, you know, there's definitely some musicians. I do have a couple that are very musical. I doubt that they'll be like, okay, so I'm your next stand-in. You know, I think they'll have their own idea. They'll have their own ideas.
Sure.
Just quickly, hearing you say, you know, you got 7 kids, I need a bit of advice because my wife and I have 3. In fact, today, our youngest one turns 1 today, little Ollie Bear.
I would fist bump you and give you like a super real bro hug right now. Like, hey, I feel your pain.
Because the question we get asked often, and it's often a bit of conversation in our household as well, is like, do we go for a 4th? Can we deal with a 4th? What's your advice there for me, man? After 3, is it just like, well, however many you get, you deal with it or what?
Well, I mean, let me just start with your marriage. Let's start with the easy stuff. You know, you go with what she wants for first of all.
Right.
So if she's in, you know, you're fighting for all the wrong reasons. If you fight the other way, I mean, people talk about providing for their kids and that, you know, of course you should be responsible, please, by all means. But, you know, if there's love there, if you're in it together, you'll figure it out. I believe that. I don't know. Jim Gaffigan, who has this fabulous, very, very simple joke about what it's like to have 4 children. He's like, he's so funny. He goes, okay, so having 4 children, imagine you're drowning and then someone hands you a baby. That's what it's like to have 4 children.
Okay. Yes. Right.
So true.
That's wonderful.
Right, it's funny because
right now
I'm drowning. So yeah.
Yeah. You're already drowning. And hey, by the way, here's a baby. So it's madness. And I think, you know, I mean, I think the good stuff in life is kind of madness. Yeah. I think that's my way of saying it. It's like, it's hard. It's not easy. It's crazy. You know, like somebody threw up on somebody, you know, and you're like, what do I do? But it, you know, that's kind of where life lives. Like that's kind of the meat. Like that's sort of like what it, you don't write stories about and then everything just worked.
Yeah.
Like, that's a really short, boring book, you know? So I would say kind of lean in to the life. And, but look, two is a lot. One's a lot. Five is a lot. I think wherever you are is a lot with kids. That's my read.
I cannot wait to go home to Liz and say, Taylor Hansen from Hansen told us to go for a fourth kid. So
I told you that you want to support whatever she feels ready for. Okay. Because that's actually the win. And then she may be a little bit like, why did you drop it on me? She's like, no, I didn't put it on you. I just said, oh, God.
Mate, it's been really nice catching up with you, Taylor. The Astor Theatre, Sunday the 6th of November, 18 plus event. Tickets go on sale Thursday the 26th of May at frontiertouring.com, celebrating 30 years of music and the new album Red, Green, Blue. Good to catch up with you, mate.
Thanks for having me. Good luck with those kiddos.